The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I want to mention this. Shelly got hold of us. She sent an email last Thursday to us. I'll be laughing and listening to you guys for the next 2.5 hours. She's running the Lincoln Half Marathon. That was, must have been last Thursday.
Don't say my name.
No, she didn't say that. No, she didn't. No, she did not say that.
Running is dumb. I'll say that.
She said, I'll be laughing listening to you guys the next 2.5 hours running through Lincoln.
Oh, see.
Oh, that's Sunday. Sunday. She was doing that this Sunday.
I replied to her, said, how'd you do? Because I won.
Oh, you won? Okay, yeah.
A lot of people don't know that, but I won. And
the first one, she didn't say, don't say my name.
Yeah, well, the second one, she said, don't say my name.
Well, that's on her.
Yeah.
And by the way, be proud. And if you're running a marathon and listening to us, I used to talk to guys that worked out at the gym that would, the one dude was doing a bench. A couple of our old boss, Mark, did that once too, but I met another guy one time was doing some bench press and he had his headphones in, and we said something hilarious, because we always do.
Yeah, stop.
And he almost killed himself. He said, I can't listen to you guys while I'm benching. I said, yeah, okay. I'll put it back on when he stands up. But if you got weights over top of you like that,
not a good idea.
Well, you laugh about something, you're screwed.
That elbow starts to shake just a little bit, and then all of a sudden, bam.
Right. So be careful out there.
No, there was another story I saw this morning.
But fine if you're doing a half marathon.
Yeah, but I just imagine you run down the street going, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, well, I just saw a sticker on somebody's car that had the back the 13.1, which I've never understood. Like, I did half a thing.
That's a half a marathon.
Congrats. Yeah.
No, there was a lady in Indianapolis this weekend who they had a half marathon as well. 23 weeks pregnant, and she won the damn thing. 75 minutes, 16 seconds.
Well, how much do Kenyan babies weigh, though? Think about it. You know.
No, this is a white lady. This is a very white lady.
And she won it?
In Indianapolis, she beat out 7,900 other female runners to win the Indianapolis half marathon.
Yeah, I don't think the Kenyans bother with the half marathon. They're the marathoners.
No, they ran up. There was my nephew and his wife ran the half marathon in Pittsburgh this past weekend. There's been a lot of marathons everywhere this weekend.
Is there a season?
She ran. This is it.
Is this marathon season?
I saw them running in Omaha the weekend before.
The Boston and New York coming up?
Yeah. Boston's always labored at Memorial Day weekend. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, there was a Boston bombing joke last night. See that one?
No. Yes.
Was there?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, it was Kevin. I think it might have been Kevin Hart. Yeah. He brought up the fact that a lot of Boston in the house. And he mentioned
Brady alluded to a 9/11 joke.
He did.
And his bit at the end, he said, you know, I'll never forget where I was that fateful day in September of 2001 when those two jets ran into Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, did he say that? That's a good line, man.
He did.
That's a good line, yeah.
Yeah, this lady in Indianapolis, this is actually she won it 2 years in a row now. She was about 4 minutes slower this year than last year.
Well, she knew what she was doing. The pregnancy was an afterthought. What?
I'm
pregnant? Who cares?
She's due in August. I mean, she's...
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
She's not, like, just pregnant. 23 weeks is pretty pregnant.
Boston already happened, didn't it?
I don't remember.
I want to say middle of April was the Boston Marathon.
No, it's May Day, isn't it? It's in May.
Sure. April 15th, 2024, Boston Marathon.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it did happen already.
I was going to. I missed that one again. Damn
it. I wouldn't say you missed it, Bob.
Running is stupid.
Start trading for next year.
No, oh, and the winner was from Ethiopia.
Well, the thing about marathons, people that do that, it's good for them. I mean, it's really good for them. They want to do that. But I don't think they realize how little anybody cares.
True.
You know, I mean, especially that you ran it. Good for you. But I don't care.
Well, and I would question if you're good for you. If you're one of those people,
you run a half. That's cool. You're healthy. You went good. Yeah.
If you're always
with a sticker.
If you're always training for marathons and running marathons and stuff like that, at what point are you doing more damage to your body than it's worth?
Well, my nephew, he didn't train. He only did the half. His wife did the full. And I said, why don't you do the full? And he goes, oh, I ain't doing that training. You should see what she's doing.
Oh, no.
And then
it's
once
a completely different thing.
Then once he did this, he says he's done with them, too.
But, I mean,
it's so much more.
If you do that for years and years
in
a row.
It's twice as much.
Like, yeah. It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Aren't you just, like, destroying your knees and ankles?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Aren't you just inviting knee replacement surgery
and
sometime?
And the best of the best. Are they making any money? They're probably getting sponsorships.
The best make money.
Endorsement deals, things like that. But I don't know if anybody's really getting... Nobody's getting really rich running marathons, are they?
No, but I thought about most people are just regular people that train and do it. You know?
Is there a prize involved if you win?
Yeah, probably a little one, but it's the sponsorship money where you make some real cash.
Yep, blows my mind. It's the Iron Man.
She probably got a
like the triathlons. Those are crazy.
Yeah, those guys are crazy.
Aren't those like 100 miles?
Carriage. Oh, yeah.
100 miles on a bike.
Bike, like, swimming, and then, running.
So it's not 100 miles total. It's just 100 on a bike?
Yes.
That's insane.
And it's a marathon.
A whole marathon.
It's a mile swim, right?
It's a 2.4-mile swim,
a
112-mile bicycle ride, and a 26.2 marathon in that order.
Right.
For don't they do something ridiculous in Death Valley? That involves a lot of this.
It's an ultra marathon.
They go from Death Valley.
Yeah, but that's just a marathon. That's not the bike thing. It's just running.
No, it's more than the 26 miles, though.
Yeah, no, it's a 100-mile run.
From the floor of a Badwater Basin, 300 feet
below. Ultra marathons are 100 miles, aren't they?
135-mile race is the Badwater Ultra Marathon.
And then you're going up Mount Whitney, aren't you?
Starting at negative 282 feet below sea level in the Badwater Basin in California's Death Valley, ending at an elevation of 8,360 feet Whitney Portal.
You're halfway up Mount Whitney.
Yeah.
If you find...
a little more than half.
You find out something's 130 miles away, you don't even get in your car.
And and they do this annually in mid-July.
Yeah.
When it's about 130 degrees there.
Just like we do our golf tournament.
Oh, it probably feels great when you're gaining elevation. Even though you're grinding the whole way there, it's getting cooler.
I'm sorry, but if you run, that's a diagnosable mental illness if you voluntarily do something like that. Come on.
Well, you get to put the sticker on your car.
That's right.
135 miles.
My favorite one, though, it's kind of cliche now, is a 0.0 sticker. It looks the exact same look. I think it's that white circle. It's the exact same one. 0.
Running 0. Is 0. Dumb.
Right.
Running is
0.
Dumb.
0.0.
Nick, your dad went and visited his dad. How'd that go?
Yes.
That's he's a there, good no, segue.
Grandpa just turned 88.
Oh, cool.
On Saturday, and dad was hanging out with him, and grandpa gets a call, and... he's like, yeah, I think he was talking about his birthday. How are you? Good, good, good. And at the end, he's like, all right, love you. Bye. And my dad goes, who is that? And grandpa goes, I don't know.
I'm not blaming that on 88. I think I've done that. Maybe not a phone call. I've done that in person.
But you would assume it was somebody close to him if they called.
They figured it out. So it was like a Colorado number. They're like, all right, who do you know from Colorado? Who's this? And they're like, oh, it's Lori. Like, yeah, it was Lori. Like, all right. Gave him something to do for half an hour trying to figure out who grandpa was talking to.
Gave something to do. Is he mentally there? I mean, is his racism still sharp?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so grandpa's take on Israel and Palestine
is
there's that many Jews?
Yeah. We got an email. Save this for Jim Sucks. Because the actual email is the very first, I didn't read it, but the very first line in the email is, I know you guys are not political.
Ah.
There you go.
Because we are, because you know how we stand, but we talk dick jokes 98% of the time.
And then he went on a nine paragraph
about Palestine,
Israel-Palestine rant,
which is fine. Which
okay,
is fine.
Good, but
here's my answer to that: stop organized religion, and everybody stops killing each other. Right. Nobody wants to hear that.
Grandpa, it sounds like the topic of conversation that took over more than that was how he was going to heat up his coffee.
I'm inclined not to say anything about that situation because, first of all, I don't know all that much about that situation. I really haven't studied.
But we all know
the
it's
dynamics.
Based, it's based yeah, but on my
I know
God.
If you have an opinion one way or the other, right. You're going to piss. It's 50-50. You're going to piss somebody off.
I'm totally with you, Todd. Plus, I also figure in the fact that who cares what my opinion is?
On that one,
I'm not making any policy changes on it.
Well, you
not
have to dive one. Into the thousand-year-old
it's
holy
been going
war
on for me. You're right. It's been going on since Todd and I, way before Todd and I were born even. And,
but your opinion about peanut butter matters.
Yeah. Okay. That's important.
Yeah. I think this started just after Jesus was born.
Just to stop, hating each other because you're gods. But nobody wants to hear that.
That's asking a bit much.
That's how it all stops. If you just stop hating each other because of gods.
Some of those geopolitical issues. I just my opinion shouldn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
No, there's too many dynamics at work.
Yeah.
Unless we're in the middle of it, and we're not in the middle of it, to understand it all.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
It's a very complicated issue.
Yeah. No, once again, it's not complicated. If you stop killing each other because of gods,
that's not going
to happen.
It's my God is better than your God.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that's the
obviously.
And then you add Christians in there, same thing.
In rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Oh, by the way, Nick, went to see the Fall Guy this weekend.
Boy, disappointed they said.
That's what I saw. I thought it was funny. I enjoyed the movie.
Somebody had a good point, though.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I saw this yesterday. Now, I like him a lot. I think he's really cool. And I'm sure the movie's going to be pretty. Was it a fun push?
Yeah, packed to the gills with stunts and action, and Ryan Gosling is funny as hell. I enjoyed it.
Somebody, they don't think the title worked because the fact is that a lot of people have no idea what that show was.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think anything of it because I'm of the age where I know the Fall Guy. So the story was that basically anybody under 45 or 40 for that matter, no idea what the Fall Guy is. So I don't know if it was marketed like you could see what it was about, you know?
We were sitting in the theater, my wife had no idea that there was
there
a
go.
TV show.
There you
but,
go.
Nick,
right.
Heavy use of I Was Made for Loving You the movie.
Throughout the movie?
Three times throughout the movie, and they had some other new cover of it that was done by some other young artist. I don't know who it was. But
was there any other big movies coming? 28 million it made, but it cost 130 to make, so they're behind the eight ball already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a fun movie. I really enjoyed it.
I don't care what stuff costs, as long as it's a good movie, you're right, but that always is what they
I sent a Vanity Fair piece of all the movies that are coming out this summer.
In the theaters, then, too?
Yeah, they're all theatrically, and they look pretty aggressive compared to the last couple of years.
And I'm going to give it a shot because I love everybody in it, and I know it's just goofy, nostalgic humor, but the Pop-Tart movie's getting some bad reviews and some decent reviews, too. So
I want to see that.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah, Fall Guy won the box office this weekend. It was number one at $28.5 million. Number two was Star Wars Episode One re-released.
Somebody on Facebook. I like random Facebook reviews too. I mean, I realize you have an opinion, but I don't care what you're. So it was basically about 10 minutes into the Pop-Tart movie, and I really don't. I never liked. I don't think that Jerry Seinfeld or Amy Schumer are funny because Amy Schumer must be in the beginning of the movie too. Right away, and I'm thinking, well, then why are you turning this on?
Yeah, Seinfeld's movie, guess what you might not like is the movie he wrote and directed.
Right, and he's one of the stars in it.
Good God.
If you don't like Jerry Seinfeld, then you're not going to like the movie.
And watch something else.
People are insane.
I know.
I hate cheeseburgers. You know what I don't like much is that cheeseburger.
I hate you guys.
I thought Fall Guy was
that's another thing. People that follow something on social media,
they hate
when they post. It's nuts.
I posted that we'd be back live Monday on Twitter and also on my Facebook page, and I transferred that to the there's about three or four fan pages out there. And, of course, there's just so many haters on those pages. They're just crazy.
I looked at one of those C-bombs that posted something, and they were friends with both of you guys.
Oh, really? Let me know who they are, because I will get rid of them. I'm slowly getting rid of people on Facebook. I don't care. I don't know. And they're going to be rude to us. I don't care, you know?
Yeah, but why? Why seek out something you don't like?
Yeah.
I don't follow Linkin Park on social media, because they blow.
You're right, Nick. I don't follow a lot of people I like on social media because that's what I don't do, right?
Yeah, I don't watch things. Yeah. I don't listen to things. I don't.
What the guy hate
because
us
I just
for?
Don't like him.
Oh, you know, just your essence. Yeah. Every who you are.
Yeah. I mean, was, you, do you remember who the friend was?
No, it's some.
Damn it,
some douche.
Yeah, dumb douche. Right?
Yeah, you have
obviously.
You have to sift through. Yeah, those.
No, there was a one. Oh, what was it? Somebody.
Well, but certainly he's a guy who we want to hear his opinion.
Of course.
Yeah. His opinion is very important.
Oh, I know what. There were some jackasses out there saying, because we were sick. I mean, I was sick, and I get a booster. And I said, I just went off of this one dude. He reported to me. So there's a bunch of jackasses out there on the other pages. And I said, no, COVID has nothing to do with us being off work. And I said, haters have horrible lives. They hate themselves, and they're jealous. You know, that's exactly where they are. If you don't listen, it's okay. But if you do... follow us on social media and just troll us. First of all, we don't care. We don't care.
But those are the kind of people that nobody loves, and they don't love anybody.
No.
Yeah.
Never accomplished anything in their life.
Yeah.
We had some free time last week. I commented on a Facebook post. I normally don't, but I saw the same thing twice. It's a picture of this like piece of paper that says non-binary is a made-up word. There's only male and female. So I just commented, all words are made up, you dumb F. And so I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. They responded with a laughing emoji, but they kept the post up. I'm like, this is stupid.
Most of social media is.
You dumb F, right? It is. Mr. Skin joins us today. We are live. It's May 6th, 2024, year of no Lord. And that'd be nice, actually, when we stop fighting. Walsh will be here tomorrow. William Shatner's on the phone.
William Shatner. Josh Gates from Expedition Unknown will be calling tomorrow. He's coming to the area for some live shows.
Discovery Channel guy.
Gary Curtis later this week.
Gary Curtis on Wednesday. Thursday, we're talking to Craig Peters, podcast within a podcast.
All right.
And also TV movie critic reporter Ben Mankiewicz.
Okay, yeah.
He's coming to town to host a screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Nick, you're out this weekend, right, with Gary Curtis?
Yeah, Gary and I, Friday night, we're doing a late show at the Funny Bone with Zach Peterson, Cameron Logs, and Rachel Ware also on that. And then Saturday, we'll be in Lincoln at Backswing Brewing.
Seems like all these words are made up, though. We're just talking.
Yes, that's
you know, just made
you
up.
Dumb F.
All words are made up, you dumb
just F. Just mashing letters together.
Yeah, what do you think that was before you called it a couch?
Go on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.